Welcome to the She Can Have It All podcast with me, Sammy. I'm a certified RTT therapist and I specialise in shifting women's self-sabotaging patterns, that be thoughts or behaviours, and into self-love, self-belief and self-worth, because those three magical components are what will entirely, completely and permanently change your life. So you've been drawn to this show for a reason. If you're fed up with life not being how you want it to be and you deserve it to be, or even you're just fed up with yourself repeating the same patterns of behaviour over and over, well, on this podcast I bring my own life stories and experience, my science-based therapy knowledge and background, and transformational insights just for you, so that you can finally decide that you can have it all, because life gets to be really good. Hello my darlings, and welcome back to the Self-Love Show with Sammy. So, I want to talk on, I am Sammy by the way, if you're new here, I'm an RTT therapist and life coach, and I work with visionary women who've got big goals, passionate dreams, this like burning desire to create something, reach something, achieve something, a business, a career, a project, but you're frozen and stuck in fear, repeating self-sabotaging patterns. And I am that little magical unicorn that skips along and helps you to cut all of those cords and chains from your past, heal and elevate yourself, and transform your entire environment and what you receive in your life. That you are born here to receive naturally, that you can achieve. It's just this things that you have attached yourself to and are living your life by from childhood. That inner child, that little girl, she needs freeing up because you have everything within you capable to do so much and live and reach such a potential. But if you don't do this internal work and transform that relationship and elevate yourself into your adult life now, it's really fucking hard. So I've gone on a little explanation there because that aligns really well with what I want to talk about today. I really want to talk about why it's imperative and important and magical to work with the subconscious mind, which is what I do. In my one-to-one therapy sessions with my clients, we use hypnotherapy alongside CBT, NLP, psychotherapy, and then my life coaching calls afterwards in the package. But we absolutely have to have a conversation and communicate with and use neuroplasticity to change the wiring and the coding in your subconscious mind so that you can change what you're doing. And when you change what you're doing, well, really, it's firstly changing who you are, because when you change who you are, when you change every single core belief that you have about yourself and the beliefs that you have about the world around you and other people in your life, when you change those, you change what you do. And so you change the success, the magnitude, and the magnetic things that just pour in an abundance into your life because you have entirely and wildly shifted who you stand now to be. But you can't do that if you don't access the subconscious mind. So you can do as much conscious work as you want to do. So you can do as much journaling as you want to do. You can do as much feel the fear and do it anyway and fuck it, I'm going to go for it and launch this new business or launch this new idea or launch whatever it is to get yourself to the next level or go for that interview or that new career, get up the ladder. So you can do that, but it will be more difficult and it will be less consistent, because you will eventually hit that wall again, because you are consistently fighting against your subconscious mind. So your conscious mind is that new modern part of your mind. So it's the prefrontal cortex. It's right at the front of your head, your brain. It's called the rational thinking. It's called the monkey mind, because it's what gives you that overthinking, you know, when you go down a stream of anxiety, you know, you've gone out on a date and you said so, and you said X, Y, and Z, and you've gone home, you're laying in bed at night thinking, oh shit, I've messed that one up. And they're probably not thinking anything at all. Your conscious mind is the rational thinking, current, what you're doing right now. That's the part of your mind that wants you to create a new reel for your Instagram. That's the part of your mind that is like, I need to do this masterclass to reach the customers, or I absolutely have to put myself out for this job role if I want to reach the title that I desire, the position that I desire and know that I'm born to do. That's the conscious part of your mind. And then when you suddenly find yourself finding anything to do but that, anything but taking that correct action, that's your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is the back part of your mind, which basically evolved from the tribal times, and its number one job is to keep you safe and alive. It runs 95% of your life and all of the things that you think and do. So it's not just this tiny little thing. Your subconscious mind is everything. It's 95% of everything. It runs you on this little system that you don't even realize. So when you are driving somewhere, yeah, you're driving to work and you get from A to B, you don't even think about it. You probably daydream and suddenly, oh, right, I'm there. Or you're singing out loud to the music. You don't even have to think when you're moving the gears, doing the clutch, the brakes, or what road you're taking the route. And you're there. That's because your subconscious mind has got a pathway that you have created by repetitively going down that route, repetitively teaching yourself to drive. Because if you didn't have that subconscious mind, you would wake up every morning and have to teach yourself, have to brush your teeth, get yourself dressed, feed yourself, get to work, all that stuff that is really going to take up a lot of your time. So your subconscious mind is there for a really fucking good reason, okay? However, when it comes to stepping up in your life and reaching that next level and achieving the success and feeling confident with it and consistently doing it and being bold and believing in yourself and forgetting about the fear of judgment and having fun with it and all the things, elevating yourself to that next version of who you really want to be, calling in the money that you damn deserve, the dream clients, the lot. When you want to get to that, if your subconscious mind has got cemented and it's molded by a ton of belief systems that basically are telling you, you're not good enough, you don't deserve this, who are you to be seen or to say that, everyone else is better than you, you're not worthy, to fear judgment, to fear abandonment and rejection. If you have got these belief systems running your life, your mind will do whatever it can to get you to not move forward. Or if you start to, you will keep finding yourself smacking up against a brick wall. That is the difference between someone who is highly successful and someone who isn't, is that they have, whether they've done it through something like RTT, working with the subconscious mind, self-development, or whether they have just intuitively understood this and healed their past and that little girl and elevated her to be the adult woman that you want to step into. Unless you do that, taking action is really fucking hard. It's not fun and it doesn't consistently work, and you don't get the results that you deserve. So it sounds funny to some, perhaps, I don't know here, could be making that up, that you to have a successful business or a successful career or get that passion that you really want to succeed in and change your life and work your life around, and the thing that when you're 80 years old, when you look back and you're proud of yourself that you never gave in and you fulfilled your dreams, that thing, for someone to achieve that, you have to do inner child work, healing the relationship you had with your parents, reparenting yourself and changing those belief systems. To change them, it's about science. We're working with neuroplasticity here. You need emotion behind it. You need repetition behind it. You need understanding of where it came from. And essentially what I said then is the repetition is the thing. You've got to repeat, because you are firing and wiring this new pathway. And if you just do it once, it's not going to stick. So when people have one-to-one sessions with me, at the end, you get an incredibly transformative and personalized recording to take away and listen to every day for at least the following 4 weeks that we work together, because you need to access your subconscious mind on that theta brain level as you're drifting off to sleep and highly relaxed, and put in the new belief systems, the new pathways, the new habits, the new thoughts, the new actions and responses and reactions, and release the trauma triggers and tell yourself that you are safe. You are safe to be seen. You are safe to show up. You are safe to go big and bold. You are safe to succeed. You're safe to be loved. You're safe to wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. You are safe to look after your health and feel sexy in your skin. So I just really find that this is the missing, most magical, secret unicorn ingredient that really wildly and effortlessly changes the entire spectrum of your life and of the processes in which you take to be successful and achieve those big, dreamy, beautiful goals that you've got. And everybody can do it, because you were born without the belief systems and the shit that the environment and the people, your caregivers, your peers, your parents, your siblings, your friends in school, all of that stuff that you pick up from everyone else, it's not yours. And it's time for you to let it go so that you can step into who you want to be, declare to be, decide to be, commit to be, so that you can reach the level of success that you deserve. Like, success is beautiful. It leads the way for others to be successful too. There's a lot of belief systems around success also that must be transformed for you to really allow yourself to claim it, to take action towards, hold it, claim it, is yours. You get to be that person. You get to be that woman. You get to hold those dreams true. You get to be abundant. So I hope this has helped. I hope that you take away some little pieces of gold from this conversation. And if you want any more information from me, the links are below to get on my email list or to book yourself in for a one-to-one therapy session with me. You can even book yourself in straight away, or we can have a chat and answer any questions that you might have, or see if we're aligned to match and work together. But either way, whether you do that or not, I really hope that this inspires you to take some action towards healing your inner child and transforming that subconscious mind. All my love to you.